Businesses are having to shift strategies to keep meeting the needs of everyone they serve, customers, employees, and citizens. With IBM Watson, you can infuse AI into existing workflows to predict future outcomes, automate decisions and processes, and optimize employees' time for higher value work. For more information on IBM Watson, visit www.ibm.com/Watson.
Hello everyone, it's Dr. Nikki, the board certified family nurse practitioner back in the house. I hope you're all well and you're staying safe. In today's episode, I will be talking about GERD. GERD is also known as gastroesophageal reflux disease, and for some people, they simply call it acid reflux. So, what is GERD? GERD happens when the muscle at the end of your esophagus does not close properly. So, when this happens, the content of your stomach kind of leaks back or reflux into the esophagus and causes irritation. Alright, so when the muscle at the end of your esophagus does not close properly, it causes the contents of your stomach to leak back, to reflux back into the esophagus, and it does cause a lot of irritation. So, when that burning occurs in your chest due to the reflux of the stomach contents, because it's mostly acidic, it can cause heartburn. Alright, so a lot of people do taste that fluid, like the stomach contents in the back of their throat, and sometimes it can make you seem like you have a sore throat. Alright, so if you do have the symptoms, you likely have GERD and you should get it checked out. Alright, some people do have GERD without having heartburn, so yeah, definitely, you know, you can have other symptoms, but you don't have to have heartburn for it to be GERD. Alright, so other symptoms of GERD include trouble swallowing. As I said, like some people may experience like just a sore throat. Alright, dry cough. A lot of people cough, especially at nighttime. It's a dry cough, especially when they lay down. And then some people have asthma symptoms as well. So, you know, we can have GERD as children, we can have GERD in infants, we can have GERD as adults. It's just important for you to have the appropriate diagnosis and treatment. And if it's not treated, or if it worsens, it can lead to other health problems. And so that's why you need to see your primary care provider for the accurate diagnosis and treatment, because you may need some medication or even surgery in some cases. All right, so a lot of people, lifestyle changes will help their GERD. A lot of people, lifestyle changes will do that trick. So lifestyle changes include limiting the amount of spicy foods that you eat or acidic foods that you eat, because they can trigger the heartburn. Alright, and then limiting or avoiding alcohol. Alright, limiting or avoiding alcohol, spicy foods, as I said, fatty foods, acidic foods, eating smaller meals. So instead of having like three large meals, you want to probably split into six smaller amounts. And then you try to lose weight if you're obese or overweight. All right, that would help. And also wear loose fitting clothes as well, so that you don't constrict your stomach area. All right, wear loose fitting clothes, eat smaller amounts of meals, and do not eat late at night. Right? Do not eat late at night. So please try to avoid eating very late. And also, when you do eat, you want to stay up and not just lay down immediately after eating. Right? So yeah. So as I said, those are the symptoms of GERD. Some people have dry cough. Some people have asthma symptoms, trouble swallowing, and some people have that sore throat that I mentioned before. And some people have the heartburn. But some people do not have heartburn if they have GERD. And then, so in terms of diagnosis, you know, there's a combination of taking your medical history, symptoms, you know, and all that, by your primary care provider or a specialist, which is a GI gastroenterologist, might be able to diagnose you and help you out if you have GERD. And then we have different types of diagnostic tests that we can do. We have a upper GI tract x-ray, like an x-ray of the upper GI. They can do an endoscopy. So we do have colonoscopy, meaning colonoscopy goes from the, you know, from the bottom, but endoscopy goes from your mouth. So we have endoscopy, and then we have the x-ray of your GI tract, as I mentioned. Some people can, some doctors will say you should go get a barium swallow. And then we have
London Stock Exchange Group is here to be your essential global markets infrastructure and data partner, where Open isn't just a platform, but a philosophy, giving you the freedom to make your mark in the world. LSEG, Open makes more possible.
Stick it to cheat day.
Yeah.
With flavor that fuels. Two new flavors from Rain Total Body Fuel.
He shoots, he scores!
Cherry Limeade, wild cherry with a burst of lime, and white gummy bear. Tangy tart pineapple goodness, 300 milligrams of natural caffeine, electrolytes, BCAAs, and CoQ10. Sweet without the cheat. Take that, sugar. Try new Rain Cherry Limeade and White Gummy Bear. A total body fuel times two.
pH probe study as well. All right? So those are the types of diagnostic tests that can be done. And as well as the doctor asking you a lot of questions about your health, asking you questions about your symptoms, when they occur and how often they occur and all that, can give like an appropriate picture of what is going on with you. Alright, so in terms of treatment varies, you know, as I said, most people, they can just do lifestyle changes with what I mentioned before, and they will see significant, you know, improvement in their symptoms. And some people, they will need medication, right? Some people need medication to help them, and so it's important for you to know that some people, lifestyle will work for them, and of course a combination of lifestyle with medication. So we do have medications, we have PPIs, you know, we have Pepcid, Prilosec, you know, we have Zantac, we have Toms, you know, some of them are very good. And some of them, you know, like Tom's, some people just take it as needed if they have, you know, whenever they have symptoms. But then some people have Prilosec on a daily or Pepcid on a daily. All right. So it all depends on the severity of your GERD and what your treatment plan is. All right. So, yeah, as I said before, you definitely want to make sure that you follow up with your healthcare provider, because some people do have very bad symptoms, and it can really get worse for some people. So some people do have symptoms that kind of like mess with their daily activities, mess with their daily lives, and it makes, you know, them very sick when they have GERD. Yeah, so the risk factors for GERD, some people believe that, some doctors believe that if you have hiatal hernia, you know, you may raise your chances of having GERD. Alright, so if you have hiatal hernia. Alright, and then, you know, as I said before, vomiting, coughing, straining, sudden physical exertion may raise your abdomen or your belly and can lead to hiatal hernia. So you have to be very, very careful with that. Alright, and as I said before, being overweight can be a risk factor. Pregnancy, yes, that's a big one. Pregnancy is a risk factor. And then gastroparesis, which is delayed emptying of your stomach, can be a risk factor as well. And then if you have diseases of connective tissue, such as RA, which is rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, and lupus, can be risk factors as well. All right. And of course, smoking. You want to quit smoking if you are a smoker. You want to avoid alcohol intake if you drink alcohol. You want to avoid things that are spicy, as I mentioned before, things that have fatty foods. You want to avoid fried foods. You want to avoid coffee, things like that. All right, large meals, yes, you want to avoid any smaller meals, as I said before, and please do not eat late into the night. And then, you know, yeah, that should be able to help you. So as I said before, the most common symptom of GERD is heartburn, which is acid indigestion. But some people don't have the heartburn, they have other symptoms as well. Some people feel like the food is coming back into their mouth, leaving a very acidic and bitter taste in their mouth. All right, and then some people, they have that burning pressure, pain in their chest area, and some people actually feel that they're having a heart attack, but it's not a heart attack, it's acid reflux or GERD. All right, so a lot of people mistake the acid burn pain for the pain of heart attack or heart disease, and but there are differences, as I said, so you really want to be careful. All right, and yeah, those are the things that you should be aware of. So yeah, treatment is pretty much what I mentioned before, cutting down on, you know, lifestyle changes. And then, as I said, some people may have to be put on antacids, some people may be put on H2 blockers, and then the PPIs that I mentioned before, and we'll go into that right now. So antacids is like, you know, you're taking like medication.
Looking for top-tier talent and more profits for your business? Get real. In the greater Rochester, New York region, with a highly skilled workforce and commercial real estate rates 49% lower than the national average, companies with 50 or more employees can make profits of $1 million a year more in Rochester than in other high-tech hubs like Boston, New York, DC, or San Francisco. Contact Greater Rochester Enterprise and get started today at rochesterbiz.com.
And so pretty much want to neutralize the acid in your esophagus and stomach so that you can stop the heartburn when you take antacids, okay? And so, yes, you can take antacids, and you can also take H2 blockers. And for example, we have Pepcid as an H2 blocker, we have Tegamet, we have Pepcid, is also known as famotidine, and we have H2 blockers. Pretty much they do the same thing. These medicines block H2 blockers, which help block acid secretion in the stomach, all right? And then we have PPIs. So PPIs are proton pump inhibitors, and they are like the Prilosec that I mentioned before, and which is omeprazole. We have Prevacid, we have Nexium, we have Protonix, and those are the PPIs. Okay, and then we have some other medications as well, but diet and lifestyle changes go a long way in helping people that have GERD. All right, it helps to lessen the symptoms of GERD. Diet and lifestyle change is very important. So avoid foods that can trigger your GERD. Avoid foods and beverages that can trigger your GERD. You know, try to eat slowly. Do not eat too fast, and try to split your foods. Instead of large meals, you want to do smaller meals, and also you want to chew your food properly before you swallow the food, and you stop smoking, stop drinking, elevate your head. Remember that when you eat, you have to stay up and not lay down immediately after eating. All right, and stay at a healthy weight. You know, if you're obese or overweight, wear loose clothing, because as I said, you don't want to put any pressure on your belly area, you know, or the lower part of your esophagus, which is what I said before, that it may not be closing properly, and that's why the acid contents go back, reflux back into your esophagus, and cause a lot of irritation. All right, so as I said before, there different levels to GERD. Some people have very minor, and some people have very severe GERD. So it all depends, you know. Once they do the diagnostic test, as I mentioned before, the upper GI, you know, X-ray series, the endoscopy, the pH testing, and all that, they will be able to determine how bad your GERD is. And if you have severe GERD, surgery may be needed for that. Okay. Alright, so please follow up with your primary care provider, follow up with your specialist, which is a gastroenterologist, GI specialist, because you You want to get it under control as fast as possible, because GERD has complications. You know, sometimes GERD can lead to a lot of serious complications like ulcer, you know, esophageal ulcer, esophageal stricture, you know, Barrett's esophagus. That one is common. Barrett's esophagus, when acid reflux changes the cells in the tissue that lines your esophagus, that is what you get. Right, and this condition is linked to a higher chance of esophageal cancer, and we do not want that. Right, so we can also develop lung problems from as a complication of GERD. All right, because as I said, once the reflux starts reaching the back of your throat, it causes a lot of irritation and pain. From there, it can get into your lungs, which means that you aspirate, and then it may affect your voice and it affect your chest, causing congestion, causing nasal drip, causing like lingering cough that you keep coughing and coughing and coughing. It just causes endless possibilities for you. You can even develop pneumonia. All right. So as I said, GERD can limit the daily activities or mess with your daily activities if it's not controlled. Yes, it can, and it can cause your life to be changed. You know, so please understand that proper treatment is, you know, advised, and you should please follow up with your healthcare provider or GI specialist, gastroenterologist, to help you so that you can feel better. I hope this helps, and I'll catch you in the next one. Please share this topic episode with your friends and family, and hopefully if you do have GERD, you find relief, you know, once you talk to your primary care provider or specialist. And try lifestyle and diet changes and see if that would help you. Take care of yourself. Continue to stay well, stay safe, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. Hear from experts on the trends shaping markets like megatrends, technology, and sustainability. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't control what's outside your home, but you can control what comes in. Because Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19 virus, when used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces. So whether it's from dirty doorknobs, dirty shoes, or something else, outside germs won't stand a chance. When it counts, trust Clorox. Kill Pseudomonas, Salmonella, and Influenza virus type A2. Kill SARS-CoV-2 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Use as directed.